Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters plus winter walking and Tom speak. It's coming up in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here we go. We've got letters. Letters. We get letters. Hello, friends.
Well, hello to you.
On the Bob and Tom Show, we all know Tom Griswold is the king of dog walks. However, what are Tom's tips for winter walkies? Oh, that British lady who trains dogs, I forget what her name is, Eleanor Rasmussen or something. she calls it walkies, walkie, and then you yank the chain, walkie.
And are the dogs all pumped when she says walkies?
Oh, yeah, they go nuts. Winter walkies, I just got a dog this year, and it looks like it's some sort of hound.
Kind of a hang down face.
Yeah. Sad little boy.
Do they look like that as puppies too? Do they always look old?
Giant. They don't look old as puppies, but they look
giant the same ears.
Yeah, they're super cute.
Yeah.
See those? There he is. See the ears?
It's a little beagle.
Check the ears out.
Yes. Beagle. The regal beagle.
Aww.
You know, Barry Manilow had a beagle and named it Bagel. Did you know that?
No.
I had no idea.
I had a beagle. We named him Robert.
Bob the Beagle.
He ate a hole in the couch.
Oh, Robert.
Yeah.
I always thought that story was really funny, that Robert ate a hole in the couch. Until my Australian Shepherd ate a hole in the bed.
What about the cabinets? You take all the trim work off. That's always fun, too.
She did. She ate
I had a dog did that.
I had one trash a hotel room. That's a story I'm going.
So I got this beagle. I'm wondering what Tom would tell me about cold weather. Coat for the dog?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Does your dad go coats?
No, he doesn't like dressing dogs. That makes him angry.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But who knows, man? I feel like he's changing things up lately. Maybe he'll put a coat on the dog now. Yeah. I'm not sure what he's up to.
Well, Gucci makes a nice outfit.
Our dog has boots when it's...
That was the next question. Yeah, coat or no coat, boots or no boots?
Yeah.
Boots are made for walking.
Our James has boots, yeah.
Huh. Will he go outside without them?
No, just when it's cold or when there's snow.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, will he go out?
Oh, 100%. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, didn't they all derive from wolves?
Yes. Yeah.
I know, but
they don't love it. When you put something on them, they're not having fun.
No, it's like, for the person.
Uh-huh.
It's
not for the ice in their pads.
Yeah.
No, they're fine. It's any clothing for a dog
when they
is
come
for
in
the person.
From being outside, you have to heat their feet up very slowly. You have to spoon feed them some broth, yes, possibly. Just to make sure they're okay.
I left my cat outside overnight. He didn't come home, and he doesn't have the tips of his ears now because they frostbit.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just got these straight tops on his ears.
Sort of a buzz cut situation,
yes,
like a crew cut.
Yeah.
Got frostbit. You think he was out? Your kitty cat was out catting around?
Yeah, I'm for sure he was.
He was.
He's a jerk.
It must be great to be a male cat. Just
strutting
going from pussy to pussy, you know? 1, 2, 3. Who cares, right? That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they'll father multiple litters in a neighborhood, won't they?
Oh, yeah, they don't care. They don't care.
Morning, crew.
Oh, here we go.
Nathan. I don't know where Nathan is from. He didn't actually say.
Come on, Nate.
There was a lot of cowboy hat talk last week, along with the debut of quote-unquote model Tom wearing it. Quite possibly the best he's ever looked. But how, through the entire week, did we not get a single word from the man straight from the land of cowboy hats and the true Wild West, Dr. Tom Whiskey? Of all the people, he would be the authority on cowboy hats and would no doubt have something interesting to say about Tom adorning one.
I think he sent Tom a private message.
Oh, did he?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I don't think Tom Whiskey's good off the cuff. I think he's primarily, when there's a script, he needs, all right.
Yeah. Honestly, I get a little afraid when he starts riffing.
Yeah.
That's a little
fear,
Doc Whiskey.
Yes.
Thank you, Nathan.
Doc Risky. All right. Okay. Dear Bob and Tom Show, love the show. I listen to it every chance I have.
All right.
Huh.
Not everybody.
I guess
that might be just once a year. We don't know.
Yeah. My son came out of his mouth with Tom speak.
Oh.
He was asking for his yearbook, and it came out and said, hey, I want my school journey book. I had an ex-wife cut up all my yearbooks one
are
year.
You kidding?
No.
Yearbooks?
No.
Of
why?
Course. Those are
why.
Memories.
I don't know why.
What a crazy thing.
I eventually
thing
to got other copies, but yeah.
That's a crazy
did
thing.
Did you have ex-girlfriends in the yearbooks? What's going on?
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
You know what? I don't think, I think for us to try to figure out what was going on there,
yeah.
There's
yeah,
a fool's errand.
Yeah,
maybe we should go down
that
road.
It was the first marriage. It was.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But you can't stack up those divorces until you get married for the first time.
Yeah, get that one out of the way, and then you get to the good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, like pancakes. Yeah, that first one.
Yeah. You
like
burn
pancakes.
The first
yeah
one.
Yeah, I get a stack of marriages. Oh, I had waffles again this weekend.
Oh, man.
Are you making
man
your own waffles?
No, no.
Oh, yeah,
don't
allow you order out. Yeah.
You've been living.
You're looking awful fit, and you're eating waffles?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want...
I vomit afterwards. not a problem, is it?
You want a crispier waffle or a chewier waffle?
I like a crispy waffle.
I like a crispy edge, right?
Yeah. I'd like
you
a better...
want it fluffy in the middle, right?
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow, I'd like a better conversation. Food crap.
Oh, sorry. Pat doesn't like food talk.
I hate food talk.
Yeah.
I've heard
that.
Because
I can't make it, so
yeah.
I'm joking.
Sure, I have a really great waffle iron that I should bring in. We should do waffles.
You know that syrup...
dispenser?
Container. You get, what's it called? Decanter? What?
Dispenser? Whatever.
Dispenser? Okay. Yeah. I use that whole thing when I get a waffle.
Whoa,
every
really?
Square has, yeah?
Yeah. It's maybe...
With butter, too? Butter? You got the butter?
Oh, yeah, a lot of butter.
You know, I invented waffle butter, but I haven't actually made it yet. So it's a stick of butter.
Right.
But it's very...
Very,
very, very tiny. That way, when you slice it, you just take one little pat
oh, and, it fits
and you put
right
it in each.
Oh, yeah.
Each hole. Oh. That's genius.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
It's about the size of a pencil, but square.
That's
smart.
It's genius.
Yeah.
And also, I ordered crispy bacon, but I said I need crispy bacon.
Okay.
And I think I...
You ordered some at the house?
When I got the crispy bacon, I think it was given to me sarcastically.
Was it burnt?
Yeah, much like burn beyond recognition.
Oh.
It was, but it was, I ate it. It was delicious. It was just I'll give him crispy, crispy bacon.
It was a handful of Bacos.
There you go.
Remember you would shake Bacos on a baked potato?
Yeah. Is that what
it was?
Yeah.
Those bacon bits?
Yeah.
It wasn't actual bacon, was it?
I don't
who
know.
Who knows what it was?
Bacon, yeah. bacon flavoring.
Yeah. When I was in fifth grade, they put a salad bar in at our school to try to make all the kids healthier. All that did was just become a delivery system for ranch and bacon bits and shredded cheese. Uh-huh. I would just turn everything into Willie G's surprise. It was awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. How many eggs you put on a salad bar on your salad?
Oh, it's
like six hard boiled eggs.
Mostly,
yeah. Oh man. Dear Bob and Tom Show, I'm listening to Friday's show and you were talking about foreigners saying they want to play at Jason Kelce and Taylor Swift's wedding.
Right.
Perhaps Jason Kelce should get
They mean Travis, don't they?
Travis Kelce, you're right, should get Taylor Swift to play at the reception.
Yeah, make her work.
She's make her work on her wedding.
What? With Busman's Holiday.
No.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, she's going to have somebody like Paul McCartney sing, right? Like, that's who they would have at their wedding.
If they go that route.
I don't think they go that route.
I hope we don't even, one day they go, oh yeah, and we had a lovely wedding.
Good.
Everybody goes, what?
Yeah.
That would be great.
It's either that or they sell it to a network and it's the next Princess Diana wedding.
That's true, too.
I don't think they'll do that.
Why are you talking about Princess Diana? You know that puts me in a sad mood.
You remember what happened.
Oh, yeah, the anniversary of her death is
coming
up. Why
bring us down like that?
Sorry.
At that time, someone in my life took it very hard.
She died the end of August?
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, right, September,
right.
I cried.
She was, because they just put flowers on her grave. Her brother did. I saw that.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, her brother's the one who yelled at Prince Charles.
Yeah.
The way Diana would have wanted them raised. Remember that part?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that part.
I thought that was John that said that.
No, that English. Goodbye.
That was Goodbye, English Rose.
English
Rose. Go on now. New Year out on.
Just simply saying Taylor could.
When your marriage happens, Josh.
And it will.
Yes. Right after hell freezes over.
Right. You stop walking in circles at your house eating bread again.
Would you hire a band or would you...
Hire a friend?
I am 100% DJ.
Yeah.
I want to hear the studio versions of all my favorites.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second. Did you offer just...
I offered to play Josh. He denied me.
Well, you know why.
Well, yeah, I do know why.
You have a horrible track record.
Yeah. You quit and go into hiding.
And Halloween, I will be performing that song, Lighthouse, for an actual couple that listens to our show.
That's so wonderful.
Lighthouse is, what's the track record with Lighthouse?
Every single time I played it, there was disaster. Divorce and even worse.
But this couple is worse.
No, that was an actual death.
Good Lord.
You killed somebody with that song?
Someone got a certain disease that you don't say on the radio.
The
Big C. And,
the Big C.
They checked out early.
Oh, my goodness.
A year after Lighthouse was sung.
Oh, God.
Can we please talk about waffles again?
Yeah. Wow. Man.
You are wedding asbestos.
I'm not even lying.
You should have a warning label
on
your torso.
Right.
Dear Bob and Tom Show.
That's us.
I've got a Tomism for you. The other night, my wife came to bed.
Oh, nice.
Wearing a brand new piece of lingerie.
Is that right?
That's cool.
Which in the moment, I was excited. I could not think of the proper word, lingerie. So I said, hey, I like your suggestive pajamas.
That's one of the best Tomisms ever.
That is.
Because that is, like, that's very Tom.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And then he says, thankfully, it did not ruin the moment.
Yes. Oh, I would have laughed.
Even though we laughed really hard.
That's great.
No, but you got to laugh.
That's good, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to laugh in the bedroom.
No laughing in the bedroom.
No, it's all serious. There's
serious
no laughing
business,
in the bedroom.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll, baby. Serious focus. Business.
Want to know the worst thing I ever said in the bedroom?
Yes, I do.
I was of age, but I was young.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
This was a first-time thing.
It doesn't involve mommy, does it? there are guys
that things I say.
Calling her mommy. Yeah, he didn't mean your actual
calling
mom.
Calling her mommy, her calling you daddy, stuff like that.
No.
After this, we're going to have dinner.
You look genuinely shocked in that moment.
Well, I misunderstood.
What'd you say?
No, you're not having sex with your mom.
I was well, I can't trust any of you goons.
Come on.
Oh, we're jackals.
Go ahead.
I was digitally pleasuring. Okay. Or at least attempting to.
Okay.
That means you're playing some tunes from Spotify.
Go ahead. There wasn't much of a reaction for a little bit.
No reaction with that.
For a little bit, yeah, yeah. Huh. And I went, is this right? Is this okay? And she goes, yeah, why? And I said, somehow this didn't end the entire evening, but I said, I just wanted to make sure I was in the right canal.
Canal. That's an excellent choice of romantic words.
I think if you were in the canal. Wrong one, you would have known right away.
You're thinking the love canal?
Look, there are like five reasons why I had no reason to say that.
What was her reaction to canal?
She laughed.
Good.
And she goes, you are. Oh. And okay. Then things got better.
I guess if you were in what we're calling the wrong canal, right. Would she have said anything, or did she like a little?
No, I don't think I would have gotten as far. Yeah. I think I would have immediately known.
Well, she might like wrong canal play.
Yeah, I mean, but that would have been. I mean, that's not a.
Yeah,
that's
true. No.
Yeah,
my high school buddy, first time about to make love with a woman, he asked for a piece of chest.
May I have a piece of
my
chest?
My friend Fred Schultz.
I can't wait to get a piece of your chest.
He asked her politely. He was in the back of his Volkswagen Bug.
Yes.
It's hard enough.
Right.
In the back
of
a Bug. May I have a piece of chest?
Not can I feel you up? May I grab? Yeah.
He told me that in confidence. I told everybody and he almost beat the hell out of me.
How are we not making t-shirts that says number one? Am I in the right canal? Number two, may I have a piece of chest?
That's probably one of the funniest things.
Nervous,
absolutely true.
Nervous boys.
Yes.
Was canal? Could you just not find the right word? Or were you trying to be like sexy and kind of talk around it? Or
I don't know.
You're trying to be erudite.
I really don't know why I chose
canal.
I don't.
Did you laugh?
not really, because I was like, I thought. Oh well, she's gonna run out of my
house. This is done.
House.
Yeah.
Did the word hole even occur to you?
That's a little rough.
It didn't seem right. Canal seemed right.
But worse than that is when you are talking to someone and either you didn't hear them or they didn't hear you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, talk,
that's the worst.
What was that?
What?
Huh? There's nothing more embarrassing.
Huh? Yeah, you just, yeah.
Don't
ask questions.
I didn't tell you a secret. Like, just pretend like you heard me.
You have the biggest.
Yeah.
I have said, I'm sorry, what did you say? I have said that. Oh. Absolutely.
I did. I have too.
We all have.
Begging your pardon.
Yes.
But am I in the right canal?
Begging your pardon.
Right canal.
Begging your pardon.
Excuse me, madam.
I can't help but notice that you're either numb or...
You seem nonplussed. Am I in the right canal?
And while I'm here, can I have a piece of chest?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Searching for an inside look at the people, stories, and passion that fuel the state of soccer in America?
Who's going to be the key man for the U.S. men's national team?
First and foremost, they need to win.
There's something so fun about being the underdog.
You're playing with house money almost.
But what does this success mean for the future of U.S. soccer?
Ooh, you're getting deep now.
This is where soccer will come to life.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.